From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and today, listen, I'm thrilled to welcome a South African singer, songwriter, and live loop sensation, Tana Warham, about his latest single. And listen, he's been making waves with his unique blend of pop, funk, reggae, and African pop. And he's back with a powerful new single, Dreaming of a Fire. And this vibrant Afro-Indie pop crossover is not just a danceable anthem, but it's also a deeply spiritual song inspired by the story of Pentecost. Now, Tana's infectious energy and heartfelt lyrics make this a track you won't want to miss. So let's dive into the journey of this creative process of this amazing new single, Dreaming of a Fire. Tana, thank you so much for taking time to chat to me on Soundcheck. How are you doing, brother?
I'm really good, man. Yeah. And yourself?
Absolutely great. Listen, I'll tell you, I'm excited. The weather is feeling better, but I'm not convinced yet. But I'm not complaining. That's all I'll tell you for now.
Yeah. Durban's the only place with a good winter in South Africa, so
yes, indeed. Listen, Tana, you know, can you start by telling us a bit, or just a little bit, about your musical journey and how you've evolved as an artist over the years?
Yeah, for sure. It's been a long journey, pretty much since day one, since I was 6 years old. First part of the journey, I think I was just obsessed with piano. I was aiming to be a classical pianist. And then when I was a teenager, got exposed to more rock and pop, picked up a guitar. That was sort of the next sort of obsession of mine. And then I took that into when I was at university in Stellenbosch, joined some bands, started playing a whole bunch of genres, funk, reggae, indie rock. Started singing a bit here and there, had a pretty good band called Doom Chang. We wrote some original stuff that did quite well. Yeah, and then when I sort of came back home to Durban, was still keen to play band. Unfortunately, everyone went their separate ways. Then I started picking up, my friend lent me a loop station, same one that Ed Sheeran sort of spearheaded when he started, and that's when I started looping, combined the keyboards, the guitars, and realized I could sort of create the sound of a full band all by myself. Started playing at some restaurants and pubs, doing some more singing, and yeah, just shot off from there. I realized I could get enough bookings to make a decent living.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, got quite busy doing that. COVID hit, which was obviously tough, but in a way it was a blessing. During that time, I taught myself how to record, produce.
Wow.
Created my first original song called Life's Plan that did well on local radio. And yeah, the last few years I've sort of just been developing my sound. And yeah, as you said before, this kind of last 2 years, I've really been enjoying trying to make people dance live, being influenced by the African scene and the Afro house, Afro beats.
Yeah.
While keeping like a sort of fresh pop sound as well, especially with my singing style. And yeah, and obviously my walk with faith has also been parallel to all of that. So God is a big part of it, and I'm trying just to honor him through the music.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where we're at.
Sounds like an amazing journey. Listen, your new single, Dreaming of Fire, has a powerful title. What inspired the concept? And then if I listen to it and I understand it well, the song is also deeply rooted in the story of Pentecost from the Bible. How did this story influence the lyrics and the energy of the song?
So I have quite a different way about the way my lyrics and the story works. It's usually actually the lyrics come first. And I'll be honest, they sort of just flow. With these songs, I like to play around live. The loop usually is inspired live. So in my mind, I believe God kind of gives me words. And then there was this clear dreaming of a fire that I kept saying and singing. So then when I went into studio, I was like, okay, let's see what's coming out of it. Let's record and see what words come out. And then so I kind of go backwards and I'm like, hey, what is God trying to deposit here? And then when I looked at it, I immediately was reminded of the story in the book of Acts, chapter 2 from the Bible, which was Pentecost, when the church first received the Holy Spirit. And basically the apostle Peter is preaching, and there's that whole story where there was a sudden sound of a violent wind that came through the room. Everyone basically like lost their minds, and it looked like it is described that each of them had like a flame on them. They called it a tongues of fire. So that's immediately where I went. And then it all kind of just made sense, the rest of the song. And I was like, okay, this is about receiving the Holy Spirit. That's the feeling I want to portray through the song. That's what the story is about. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Tell me, you know, well, I can brag, I guess. You've already achieved, you know, amazing milestones when it comes to your career. 3 number one singles on South African radio. What do you think has been the key to your success and connection with your audience?
Yeah, so I think for me, it's always been just being honest and also trying to really strive to be, to have like a level of excellence that's always above and beyond, like never sort of settling. Because that's the thing is, even in the beginning, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm really good at looping. I could have just sat there, but every season and night, I'm trying to find new ways to perform live, how to sing better, how to play better. Yeah, and then I think just being authentic with the music and the meaning behind it, and just trying to be a nice person as well, I think that's a big one. I always try and connect with the crowds that I'm with, the clients that book me, give them an extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hang around, meet them. That's been huge because I think people really appreciated that. And that sort of creates like those proper fans that are connected to you as a person as well as the music. Yeah, and just honestly, hard work, never stop working hard. And I think that's come through and I've really started to see the blessing in that.
Absolutely amazing. And you're talking about bookings. For those listening who might want to get to know your music better, Tana, where can they find your music and follow your journey? Booking, social media, spill the tea.
Yeah, let me spill. I mean, pretty much you can find my music anywhere. It's on all the usual platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. My name is my stage name. So if you search Tana Wareham, you can find me, Instagram, Facebook. I have a website as well, tanawareham.com. And yeah, you can contact me on any of those. I'll get back to you. And yeah, if you want to book me for a gig specifically, bookings@tanawareham.com, and we can sort you out.
Listen, looking forward to a great music coming your way again, because I know you'll always be working on amazing projects. So Tana, thank you so much for taking time to chat to me on Soundcheck. We wish you all the best with your future endeavors. And who knows, hopefully you come and serenade us here in Central South Africa.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm starting to travel more and more. So if I'm coming your way, I will let you know.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.